You're listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast. And now your host, John Shea.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? So I guess this will kind of be my introduction video to the 30 Days of Discipline program. I guess I just wanted to talk a little bit about how I found this program, maybe a little bit about what it's all about. Today, I use a website called Fiverr. If you haven't heard of it, it's a marketplace where you can buy, sell, trade, whatever you want to call it. They call it gigs, which are basically like services people can offer. So, you know, if I wanted to offer like a logo design service, I could do this for $5 and people can then offer their, you know, buy that service from me. So I have a service up on Fiverr that actually allows me to meet a lot of interesting and like successful people. And I had a guy, his name's Lenny, he just randomly messaged me. I've got this gig where what I do is I interview people. I will ask them, you know, like 5 questions about their business, how they've had success in their business. So this guy was asking me about my gig, and he went over to my blog. I've got a blog called Voices in Marketing. And he basically saw that I had some income reports. I've been kind of like blogging in the online space for a few years now. And he asked if it was inspired by this other blog, which I went and checked out. It was by a guy named Victor. It's a blog called Bold and Determined. And I started reading Victor's blog. It was an income report the guy linked to me from like last December. And I was reading through it and I noticed, you know, one of the things about this guy Victor was he was making a lot of money from just these 2 ebooks that he created himself. And they weren't even that expensive. It's not like a $100 book or something. It was like a $15 book he was making all these commissions off of. And I thought that was pretty incredible. You know, like, what's the hype about this book? So I checked it out, and the book is called 30 Days of Discipline. So what I noticed was I was looking around, reading some reviews on blogs, things like that, and there's a really good one that was just published literally yesterday by a guy. I think his blog was, I think it's called like, what is it? It was something like Freedom. I forget, but I'd have to go back and look. I think I put it in the blog post if you're looking at the blog post with this video. But basically, he kind of went through like this whole thing. He documented the whole process of what this book was all about and like what you're doing. And pretty much this is like a really rigorous 30 days where you're doing all these things that you just normally would not do. I mean, you're going to be taking like cold showers in the morning. You have to do like 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 crunches a day, I think it is, or 100 squats. I have to go back and check. And there's some other things like, you know, there's no looking at any porn, anything like that. You have to do all these different things that are like really probably just going to change like perspective for most people. And I've sort of been, I guess you could say, I'm not like in a rut. I'm not like depressed or anything. You know, I'm almost 30 years old, but you know, years ago I could definitely find myself in more of a rut. You know, I didn't have a girlfriend for like a year or two, and you know, you just get kind of lonely. And there was a point in time where I was spending a lot of time on myself, and I bought a house about a year and a half ago. Ended up having a roommate move in with me who actually turned into my girlfriend, so that worked out really well, surprisingly. And I've sort of like let things slide in certain areas of my life. I haven't really cared as much about what I'm eating, you know, eating healthy, things like that. Haven't really spent as much time focusing on fitness. I used to be a huge advocate of like P90X and home fitness programs, and I was probably like 160 and pretty skinny, you know, like good shape. You know, I wasn't like some sort of like bodybuilder or anything, but you know, I was in a lot better shape than I am now. I'm over 200 pounds now, so you know, I know my girlfriend really wants me to make a change, and I kind of want to make a change. The other thing that's sort of become, I guess, I don't want to say it's like a real problem, but maybe not. Maybe to me it isn't, but to my girlfriend, she just kind of has this big thing about guys and watching porn. And, you know, being honest, that just kind of like, I kind of look at it like everybody does it. I mean, I know there's people out there who just like don't, but it's a pretty normal thing, I would say. And I've never felt like, you know, I was addicted to this, but, you know, I definitely look at it like on a pretty regular basis. So to going through this program, you know, you actually have to give that up like for a straight 30 days, which I think most guys probably are going to have a really hard time with. I suspect that I will too, but obviously that's why it's a challenge. So I, you know, some of the other things you're going to be doing is like you go through and you actually, you eat a lot healthier. You know, there's not like a ton of guideline around this, but generally you just want to have three really large meals that are filling, you know, no snacking throughout the day, like grazing on stuff, which I have a really bad habit of. You know, I'll dig in on things like Cheez-Its and Goldfish, and I just love snacks, yogurt, things like that. So I'm really hoping that's probably going to be one of the most challenging things for me. But a couple other things that I personally want to do is I want to actually give up playing video games for 30 days, which is a huge thing for me. I'm a huge PC gamer. I love playing video games. I'll have friends over to have like little small LAN parties where, you know, two, three, four of us will all just play games for like an entire Saturday, and that's like normal for me. So I'd like to maybe take this month to break away from that among these other things and just kind of see how it changes my life. I know this is going to be a really, really hard challenge, like diving into all these different things, but I guess what I wanted to do is document my journey. I decided today to actually launch a new blog that's just going to specifically cover what I'm going to be doing in this program. I'm hoping to make YouTube videos at least on a regular basis throughout the week, and blog a little bit each day, you know, kind of maybe like a paragraph or a little excerpt. It'll go up on the blog and people could kind of track my whole journey. You know, you can start with this video and you'll be able to see like where I'm struggling or like kind of the experiences I'm going through. I know another big thing that this program brings in, I'm not going to like kind of spoil the whole book. I'm going to be sharing a lot of what's going on, but I don't want to just like spill the whole book out here because obviously it is a paid, you know, to pay for the book to really get all the content. But one of the other big things that I wanted to talk about was you have to wake up really early for this program. You have to wake up every day at 5 a.m. During the week, that's actually not a problem for me right now because I'm doing that anyways to beat traffic. I happen to live near Boston, and the traffic, the highway that I take goes straight into Boston. So most people in the morning commute are on this, basically on this highway trying to get into Boston, and it's absolutely insane if I wait till 8 o'clock. So I've been actually waking up as of this week at 4:30, heading into work and beating everybody. I actually almost get to work before everybody there. So that's something I think I'll have no problem with, but I would really like to see how I can do on the weekends with that, you know, like not staying up till like 1 a.m. on Friday or something and just waking up early on a Saturday and getting stuff done, focusing on my goals and organizing things. I already do a lot of to-do list organization with a program called Evernote. So I'll be talking about that and all the different things that I'm going to be doing for this whole journey. So hopefully you follow along and you can see how I do along the way. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast.